Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello, it's a Friday edition of Top Stories, the Bugle's raid into its own archives. And after a week looking back at the early era Bugles, let's turn our attention to 2016 and Bugle 4006, the first ever All Zaltzmann Showdown, with me, Andy, and my sister, Helen.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Top story this week, and we have a special revival section. The Bugle being, you know, an example of a show that has revived from the near death.
It's the Lazarus of podcasts, isn't it?
Absolutely. In that it probably should have been left in the ground. No, not like that at all. And some amazing revivals this week. Tony Blair.
Yep. Who'd have thought that kid would come back?
Yes, back in the public eye.
Him and the Gilmore Girls back the same week, having both ended in May 2007.
Wow. Mm. Uncanny. I mean, can you fill in some of the gaps that, there for me? The Gilmore Girls, I'm not entirely familiar with
the... The Gilmore Girls was a popular TV comedy drama that ran from 2000 to 2007 about a single mother and her daughter. And the final season was quite controversial because she waged war in Iraq based on a sexed up dossier about weapons of mass destruction.
and this is coming back after the
it's come back on Netflix.
Right.
For 90-minute specials, erasing that part of history.
Right.
And also implementing a task force to try and put the brakes on Brexit. That's what the Gilmore Girls is up to. It's subtext.
Right. Well, thanks for bringing that to my attention. You're the Bugle's new correspondent for the entirety of womankind.
Thanks.
But also for anything to do with culture from less than from basically after I was born.
Yeah, I think that's when culture really kicked in. Also, I'm self-employed and I work at home, so I've seen a lot of television.
Blair is, as I said, back in the public eye, and the British public has responded by saying, oh, I think there's something in my eye. Oh, it really stings. I think it's some kind of a aggressive conjunctivitis. Maybe a wasp. It feels like I've been stabbed in the... Oh, no, it's Tony Blair. It's just... I'm just going to gouge my eye out and hope it'll be fine. He's back, Helen.
He is back, here to save centrist politics.
Well, this is his claim that the former European warmongering champion, which admittedly is not a title that has the cachet that it once did, is returning to life, public life, with a new organisation, as you say, aimed at coaxing the world away from the crazy extremes of politics that it seems to have embraced recently, both the crazy left wing and the crazy right wing, back to the ground that Blair made his own, the f-ing crazy middle ground. He was very much the consensus of crazy. Are you pleased to see him back?
It shows how bad things have got that I kind of am. Yeah, that is terrifying.
Yes. Could it be George W. Bush next? Maybe he could be a compromise.
I'm almost nostalgic for GWB.
Yeah.
I mean, he seems like such a benevolent idiot in comparison to what is about to happen.
Blair has admitted that if he does... I mean, he's not aiming at a return to frontline politics yet.
He says, but he hasn't really made explicit what he is aiming for. So he's got two plans.
Got a new Twitter feed, I think, isn't he? Is that it? Is that the extent of it?
He's running the We Rate Dogs Twitter feed.
It's there. I mean,
and that is a very clever campaign.
Right. You rate dogs.
Oh, have you not seen that?
No. I mean, what do you rate them on? I mean, is it just on their looks? I hate that dogness. Objectification of dogs. It's got to stop.
Well, then you're not going to like Tony Blair's new campaign.
Right. Okay.
He's got two plans, it seems. One of them is solidifying the centre of politics again, and the other is to team up with Virgin to try and get a second referendum.
Right.
But that's led by Alan Milburn, the former health secretary.
Right, yes.
Another revival.
I mean, the Milburn revival was always bound to happen. It's like Elvis, isn't it, in the 70s?
And Bob Geldof's involved, so maybe they're doing another Band-Aid single. Right. It's just they couldn't get any pop stars. They've got Alan Milburn and Nick Clegg instead.
Can Alan Milburn sing?
Who knows?
Right. I mean,
Does it matter?
In a musical sense rather than the confessing to mafia threats sense.
Didn't stop the people who were in the late 80s Band-Aid single who were all Stock Aitken Waterman.
Ooh,
zing! Artists.
Take that.
They would admit it now. And so Virgin has allegedly offered money and legal advice and some office space. So do you think they just cleaned out their cupboard that had all the old TiVos in?
This is an interesting one. I mean, I can't see a second Brexit referendum happening, partly because the situation we currently have is an unelected prime minister with an unelected cabinet.
That's democracy.
Putting policies at... But despite that, no one, almost no one, wants a general election. So I don't think as a nation we could face a second referendum unless it was, you know, a snap referendum held, you know, 4 hours after the announcement. Like the Indian currency story that we talked about last week, when they announced the withdrawal of the banknotes at 8 p.m. and they ceased to be legal tender at 12 p.m.
I mean, why wait?
I think that's the only kind of democracy we would take in this country now, because it was the campaigning that people, I think that irritated people. So if you could remove that, mm-hmm. remove any of the arguments and talking from democracy, so people have to vote on instinct.
Which is what is happening now anyway, because
yeah.
Who needs expertise and facts?
Well, exactly.
Post-truth world, Andy. That's why you're doing so well. Do you mean have a second referendum 4 hours after the first referendum? So like a regret referendum?
A regret referendum. That's a nice term. Is that a term that you've just made up?
It's only just become useful.
Right.
When you introduce this concept.
I mean, is this because you do the illusionist, is, you know, sort of linguistics, etymology? I mean, are you now just basically making up words that you can talk about in your own show?
Well, yeah, because I'll run out at some point because there are only a few hundred thousand
that's it,
in English.
Plan. Yep.
Yeah, and so I've got a plan for the future.
Right.
But I used to enjoy portmanteaus until Brexit happened, and portmanteaus broke the country.
Well, it's a foreign word, isn't it? Coming over here.
They're all foreign words in English.
Shut up! You're not allowed to say that kind of thing these days. But that's an interesting idea. The idea that you should have an instant second chance referendum.
Yeah, it's like the 28-day cooling off period when you buy something.
Yes. Should the second referendum happen after the result of the first referendum is known, or should you just have to vote at interval of, you know, you vote at 8 a.m. and then at say 4 p.m. if there's an 8-hour cooling off period?
Well, 4 p.m. you're often in a bit of a post lunch sleepy slump. So how is that going to affect your politics?
Right.
More right wing, more left wing.
I don't know. Did the polling show any figures on that, on the dangers of voting snoozy?
I don't think they have done the data analysis on that, but right. They should.
They should. I mean, essentially, a coffee shortage could completely change the way people vote. Is that what happened in America? Were the Republicans secretly stashing coffee supplies to make people slightly irritable on voting day? We need to be told.
Well, they had to queue up for hours, so... Yeah. If they weren't irritable before, they were going to be irritable after that.
Ah, so that's the conspiracy. They were queuing up. They made the queue so long that the caffeine would have worn off.
Hmm.
Yeah, this result is not going to stand, I'm telling you. Blair did say that he said he's not wanting to return to frontline politics because the media, he said, would go into, quote, destroy mode. Now, go into is an interesting way of putting it. They are in it. They are stuck in it permanently. There's about as much chance in 2016... of the media, or, well, bits of the media, not being in destroy mode as there is of a shark going into vegetarian mode. It is not it is not going to happen.
I don't know. Lots of ridiculous things have happened this year they said couldn't happen, so maybe sharks will just be all about tofu now.
Right.
Can't discount anything. And John Major just made a comeback as well. I haven't heard anything from him since about 1992, even though he was in power for 5 years after that.
Yes. Well, I think that the electorate reflected that in 1997.
And then suddenly he's trending on Twitter now because he made up the phrase "the tyranny of the majority" to describe.
Oh, that's a nice phrase.
It is a nice phrase, but he said the 48% of people that voted against Brexit shouldn't be dictated to by the tyranny of the majority. And the Sun said, "Tyranny of the majority." He's so I think the phrase is now.
That was an excellent impression of a newspaper.
I was trying to get the size of font on the front page to express their fury. But he's saying the tyranny of the majority has never applied in a democracy and it should not apply in this particular democracy. Does that make sense or does it just sound good?
It doesn't matter.
Great. That's the world we live in.
You're the linguistics expert. Doesn't matter, does it? Doesn't have to make sense.
What's John Major been doing for the last 20 years?
Well, cricket books. Watching a lot of cricket, I think.
Are you pals? Have you ever met him?
I've never met John Major, no. But I feel we have a spiritual connection unrelated to politics. Huge cricket fan. And... yeah, you know, that's why. I think that's why he won the 92 election. Because English cricket was going through a tough phase, and we thought we can't risk having a Welsh Prime Minister because the English cricket team could suffer. So we kept it in the safe hands of Major, and sure enough, the following year we lost to Pakistan 2-1. So it doesn't really stack up.
Things are so clear in hindsight, aren't they?
Thank you, Buglers. Now go and watch some sport. I know I will. More top stories next week. And don't forget to come to my Satirist for Hire live shows from the 13th to the 18th of November in Leeds, Bath, Brighton, Tunbridge Wells, Cardiff and Worcester. See you at all of them. And do send in your satirical requests to satirisethis@satiristforhire.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.